The recordings have been started.
Okay, thanks very much. Welcome everyone to this second call for our VI drafting team. Glenn, could you give us a roll call, please?
Stefan, it's Gisela. I'll do that with pleasure.
Oh, sorry, Gisela.
Good afternoon, good evening to everyone. On today's call, we have Stefan van Gelder, Barry Cobb, J. Scott Evans, Jeffrey Eckhouse. From staff, we have Margie Milam, Marika Konings, and myself, Gisela Gruber-White. And I do not have any apologies, and Avery Dory will be joining us shortly. But please remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you. Over to you, Stefan.
Thank you very much. Right, so we had an agenda that I sent, with the second item being, which I suggest we do now, before getting into the heavy stuff that we're obviously going to get into, judging from what's been happening on the list. Do we want to have a meeting face-to-face in Nairobi? Now, I guess that depends on how many people from the drafting team will be there. I think it would be useful. I don't know what the rest of you think. Jeff, I think you'll be there.
I'll be there, and I think that it's a good idea. Just my, I was going to, hold on, my vote, yeah, but I think it's a good idea if whoever's there to have a face-to-face.
Okay. What about the others? Jay Scott, I know you won't be there, will you?
No, I don't think anyone from the IPC. I've put out to the list a couple of times a request, and I've got no responses back that anyone is going to be attending.
Okay.
To participate remotely. So if you have remote participation, we will try to have someone there.
Okay, that's good. So what about the others? Barry?
Yes, I'm planning to be there.
Okay. Well, I suggest we keep that on the GNSO Council agenda for the moment. I think it would be useful for us to have a meeting. We'll try and get remote participation for that. I'm sure that will be possible. And if it turns out to be very difficult, then we'll cancel it. I'm just looking on the draft agenda that I'm also in charge of, when that meeting is scheduled for. If anyone sees it before me on staff.
Honest Margie, we've got it scheduled for Wednesday at lunch. We'll be serving lunch 12:30.
Okay. Good. Thanks, Margie. Well, let's do that then. So let's move on to the draft charter. Now, when I wrote the agenda, there was a few comments, and they've come fast and thick since then. So it may be more difficult to try and sort them out. There is an obvious debate around objective five. Perhaps the best way, and Margie's put the draft agenda as it stands at the moment on the Adobe for those of you who are connected to that. Do you want to, perhaps we can just check whether objective, I don't think objective one really poses any problem, so I'm going to proceed on that assumption. Now, there was an alternative proposed for objective two, which seems to have the support of, well, at least Jeff and Mike, and that objective is shown on the screen at the moment in italics. Is everyone on the call okay with that? Are there any worries there? Please feel free to let me know if you want to be in the queue. No? Okay.
Stefan, it's Jeff here. I'm just quickly looking through this. That I think part of it was that we were going to use the term that we're going to put in previous, and I don't see that in there.
Sorry, to review current ICANN GTLD registry contracts and policies to identify the current, you would like to add, and previous restrictions?
No, I think my whole point on that was, for number two, was that I wanted to say, that previous registry contracts, you know, where I was saying was, or either, I think, we could say, you know, previous ones that are expired have been replaced, but ones that were in effect in the past, those allowed for, you know, some of the cross-ownership vertical integration, and that we should be looking at those as well. I think that was my point, and then that was what Mike had agreed to.
So what extra wording would be needed compared to what is shown in italics on the screen at the moment?
Right. Give me 1 second to think of it. I'm not a lawyer, so let me.
I mean, I didn't see anything on the list, so.
That's what I had written down. Give me 1 second to.
Okay.
To think of that. But
that's,
yeah, that was
fine.
The point that I had.
Okay. Well, while you're doing that,
Stefan, hey Scott,
yep.
How about to review current and previous ICANN GUTLD registry contacts and policies to identify the current and past restrictions?
That'd be okay with you, Jeff?
Yeah, I think that's okay, yeah. I mean, you guys saw from the list that, you know, what we were looking for and what Mike had agreed to. I think that encompasses it, yeah.
Okay. Margie, are you getting this?
Yeah.
Margie?
Yeah, I'm getting it.
Okay, good. Okay. Is anyone got any other comments on Objective 2, or can we proceed with that assumption then that the objective will be reworded that way, which would read then to review current and previous ICANN GTLD registry contracts and policies to identify the current and past restrictions and practices concerning registrar separation and equal access in place. Okay, good. Let's move on to Objective 3 then, which I didn't see much debate on the list about this, so I think there's not much problem with that one. Please correct me if I'm wrong or if you would like to say anything on Objective 3.
Stefan, would you mind reading it out?
Oh, yes, sorry. To identify and clearly articulate the changes to current cross-ownership arrangements contemplated by the options described in DAG V3 and considered by ICANN staff in connection with the planned introduction of new GTLDs.
Thank you.
Stefan, this is Jay Scott.
Yes, please go ahead.
My only question would be, is there anything ancillary to DAG V3, like a memorandum or some supporting memorandum, also, that should be, you know, what I'm saying is, what is it all articulated in DAG V3, or there's some supporting memorandum?
Yeah, I think that's a very good point, Jay Scott. Perhaps we could add, we could either rephrase that to say, by the options described in something like ICANN's official documentation or something, although that's a bit vague, or say, one of the things that
E3 and
plus
any supporting memorandum.
Yeah, yeah. Plus supporting documents, I'd say.
Okay.
Would that be okay for you?
If this has come out in spits and spurts, we need to make sure we're not missing something.
Absolutely. So with that.
Stefan, it's Margie, if I can be in the queue.
Yeah, go on. Go ahead, Margie. Sorry.
Yeah,
I haven't seen your hand.
Sure. DAG 3 was quite some time ago, and I believe there will be a proposed registry separation model. I don't know when it's going to be released, but I just want to make sure that the drafting of this objective covers, you know, whatever that new current thing would be as well. So I just wanted to highlight that.
Okay. So right now we have DAG V3 plus supporting documents. Perhaps we could have plus supporting documents and any further additions, something like that. I see Jeff, maybe you have a suggestion. You have your hand up.
Actually, no, sorry, I'm going to make it more confusing. I have a question. Sorry. This one's directed towards Margie and Steph. Could you let us know, maybe you could tell us now or on the list, what are the relevant documents that are planning to be released and the scheduled date so we could work those in and know what's going to be coming out? Because I'd hate for us to be working on something them to be, I hate to use the word blindsided, but blindsided by, you know, new documentation or whatever it is that we somehow have to work in or works against or doesn't meet up with what, you know, our objectives are, because I'd hate for the two sides to be working in parallel but on separate paths.
Yeah, and I think Tim Ruiz raised the question on the council list earlier today as well. I have an inquiry to Kurt and his team because I don't know specifically what documents or what the timeline is for that. But I'll send something to the list, and I'll try to encourage one of them to participate on our calls.
Okay, thank you.
So, and Jay Scott, I see your hand, but how about this? DAG V3 plus supporting documentation and any subsequent documentation.
How about just saying, Stefan?
Yeah.
By the options described in the most recent version of the DAG and or all supporting documentation.
Yeah, sounds good.
So that means the DAGs change, they can still consider them.
This is Milton Mueller. I just want to let you know I've just been able to join the call.
Thanks, Milton.
Hi.
I'm here too.
I've just joined
Tony
too.
Harris.
Sorry, who else was that?
Tony Harris.
And Christina.
Oh, hello, Tony. And Christina. Hi to all you, to you all. Thanks for joining us. Sorry, I was in the middle of writing that down. So, Jay Scott, your suggestion is describe in the most recent version of the DAG and supporting documents.
Yeah.
Good. Is everyone okay with that? We're on objective three for those of you who've just joined us. And that would read, let me read that out again with that edit. To identify and clearly articulate the changes to current cross-ownership arrangements contemplated by the options described in the most recent version of the DAG and supporting documentation or documents considering and considered by ICANN staff in connection with the planned introduction of new GTLDs. Now, is that okay for everyone, or would anyone else like to make a comment on objective three?
This is Christina. Can I?
Go on.
I am fine with that language, and the only thing I would note is that I know that Mike had expressed some concern about whether or not that was strong enough to essentially mandate the staff to turn over the work product that's been generated in connection with their consideration of the issue. I think it is, but I'm just leaving that open.
Now, that's a good point. And Mike, if I recall what I read on the list, suggested that we include another objective, which we had in one of the versions of the document and which has disappeared since then. I'm happy with, you know, whatever you want to do. If you want to include that in this objective, if you think that's I'm just trying to find, while I'm speaking, his objective, which was we had an objective at some point which said we call for further analysis from ICANN staff as to their reasoning within the issues report as discussed in this thread. No, that couldn't have been the objective. Sorry, I'm mixing up two things. But in any case, the call was for staff to produce the documentation or any documentation that they might have, which would be pertinent to this. So this objective three, you know, does seem to address that. If that's not strong enough, then what could we add?
I don't know. I'm just inclined to say let's go with it, and if Mike has other language that he thinks is stronger, then perhaps we can leave it to him to put that on the list and deal with it that way.
I'm fine with that. Is everybody okay with that?
Fine by me. That's Jay Scott.
Thanks. Okay, objective four. Let me read that out. To identify and clearly articulate the differences between the current restrictions and practices concerning registry-registrar separation and equal access on the one hand, and the options described in the DAG V3, and we need to update that the way we have for objective three, I'd say, and changes considered by staff on the other hand. So the first edit I'd suggest is described in the most recent version of the DAG and supporting documentation for that as well.
I agree. Hey, Scott.
Okay. Jeff.
Yeah, I just have one quick question just about logistics on this. Does this then make it sort of a moving target? Because do we say as the most current and that's it, or as new, you know, as new ones get released? I'm just sort of contemplating that in my head, just conceptually, now that I'm just thinking about this objective and the previous one. You know, as new ones get released, how do we account for those, or do we just draw the line somewhere? Because I don't want this to just keep rolling as new ones and new versions and new documentation come out. So I just want to think about the logistics of that.
On the other hand, it would be difficult not to ignore any new documents that would come out.
Oh, no, I agree with you. Yeah, I agree with you. I'm just trying to think, how do we reconcile that? I'm not saying, hey, let's cut it off and that's it, but I'm just saying, how do we reconcile that? Because I agree, we do need to take into the new documents and everything that's available into effect. I don't know, maybe some suggestions.
Christina may have one.
I understand your concern, Jeff. I'm just wondering whether it's even an issue, only because I know that in several places on the new page that has the new GTLD documents, there's a number of references to the final draft being released in June. So I don't know, as a practical matter, how many more versions there will be other than the final.
Well, from what I was told, sorry, Ms., this is just, you know, listening too much, but that there would be a four and then a final.
Oh, all right.
I believe that's what I was, unless somebody says differently, I think that's what I was told, that four would be somewhere around Brussels and then final would be sometime around Thanksgiving time before the final meeting of the year, wherever in South America that may be.
That was more or less what Kurt told us in one of the council meetings. I think it was the last one. So I think that is correct. That's my understanding as well, that we have a V4 and then a final. But if anyone from staff wants to correct us, Jay Scott.
I suggest that we just put a footnote in that set next to that language that says that we understand that the DAG is an evolving document. And they should conclude the work based on whatever existing documentation is in existence at that time. You know, just put a little direction down there. In other words, you shouldn't wait on version 5 if there's rumors there's going to be a version 5 or a version 6. You need to complete your work based on the documentation that exists at the time. Because there's a very good chance that some of this work may inform the final version.
Yep, okay. That seems like a sound suggestion. Does anyone disagree with it? I see, Avery, you have your hand up.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. One of the things I wanted to point out is if, you know, all those who say it's impossible aside, there is a chance that this work does get completed, or at least parts of this work get completed in time, then A, it shouldn't be an issue. B, this is what it means by should things pass that the work is not done and DAG the next comes out, then the charter gets updated. And basically the working group says, oops, another DAG out, and sends a thing to the council saying, hey, you know, we have to update because we got to do such and such with DAG the next. I don't know that we have to solve every one of those possible issues now, because that's why there's a liaison and a mechanism for going back and saying, things have changed, you know, we need to change.
Yeah, I would tend to agree with that. I don't think the group should try and solve every issue right now. I mean, there's a footnote that's been suggested by Jay Scott, okay with everyone, and if so, Margie, did you get it?
Can you repeat it, please?
Just there be a note that states that, you know, we understand that the DAG is a fluid document and that they are to complete the work based on the documentation that exists at the time that the work is completed.
Is that okay, Margie?
Yes.
Good. Thanks. Any other comments on Objective 4 before we move on to the big stuff?
Okay, good. So let me read objective five and then take a show of hands, I guess. To determine what, if any, effect that the potential changes to the current restrictions and or practices concerning registry, registrar, separation and equal access contained in the options set out in the DAG V3, and we would update that as we have the others, and considered by ICANN staff will have on the retail and wholesale markets for domain names and on consumers of domain names. Who would like to speak to that objective? Now, it's been suggested on the list, and you're all being so shy, that this objective should be stricken. That's obviously a view that's not shared by everybody. Ever, you have your hand up.
Yep. I'm certainly not on the side of those that think it should be stricken. I think it should remain there. One of the things that I mentioned that I think is missing from this one is a recommendation. In other words, when they've just determined that there are effect changes, also a recommendation to the council about what, if anything, should be done about those changes. Now, the other thing that comes up, and this is a recommendation I made a long time ago, is that if people really believe that this will take longer than the 16-week allow, then you do have an option of having two-stage delivery, where a delivery is made on the new one and this thing goes on longer. I don't think that should be necessary. I think if we put STI-style effort behind this, we could get it done in the 16 weeks, but the next objective six allows for some consideration to be made of, you know, staging deliveries.
This is Milton.
Okay.
I hear you saying so-and-so has raised their hand. I don't understand how to raise my hand on the telephone. Do you have some other...
It's an Acrobat. It's an Acrobat.
Okay, I'm not on Acrobat, and I'm not going to be on Acrobat, so...
Well, in that case, just speak up, Milton, when you want to be in the queue, and I will put you in the queue.
Okay, I'll speak up now.
Okay, please go ahead.
Those who support this objective, let me just ask a simple question. What do you have in mind when you say determine the effects on the retail and wholesale markets, or let's say on consumers? What? Tell me how you're going to answer that question.
Who wants to wade in there? I mean, the question is exactly that. So the people that seem to be in favor of striking this objective are saying that it is just too wide, basically, and out of scope of the work that the working group for this PDP would be tasked with. Christina, do you want to address that?
Sure. I think there's two ways to really go about it. One would be if there's a concern about breadth, and I should say at the outset that I do believe pretty strongly that this is within scope just on the face of the resolution. If there's a concern about breadth, I mean, I'm certainly amenable to changes that would add greater specificity to that last clause. And in terms of, Milton, your specific question, I think that there's a number of ways to go about it. I think there's... And I think, frankly, the work that would be done in connection with number two, could help inform that in terms of identifying where you do have, for example, exceptions to current ownership restrictions. Is there any measurable impact on a consumer's ability to register a domain name? Is there any issue with regard to the pricing for that domain name? In terms of, I think there's really kind of a whole host of ways that you could look at it. Again, the thinking that we had when we put this forward was, this is broad, we know it's broad, but we want to make sure that this general idea is captured and we're open to specification.
Thanks, Christina. Jay Scott.
Well,
Milton, did you want to just come back to that specific point?
Yeah. So you're saying we're going to find I don't know, four or five contracts in which you think there's some kind of deviation from the the normal standard of registry-registrar separation, and then you're going to ask a bunch of questions about the consumer's ability to register a domain and the impact on a variety of other economic factors. And again, you're not answering the question, how are you going to do this? How are you going to collect the data? Are you going to conduct surveys of consumers? Are you going to be looking at market data about the are you going to be doing cross-correlation, you know, statistical validity tests of the impact on market share of the, I mean, tell me what you're really going to study here and what conclusions you're going
to
draw.
I don't think at this point we need to make those decisions. I mean, we certainly have the flexibility to call upon outside experts, and certainly that it may be that in once the working group looks at this objective and we narrow it down, that is the decision that's made.
So outside,
but again, if you're willing to identify kind of, you know, specific modifications that if you are concerned about looking at particular areas, or you think that there are any particular aspects of this broader concept that you would agree is something worth at least considering what the potential effects are, by all means, put them forward.
No, I think that this objective should just be stricken, and that we don't talk about effects. We talk about whether the DAG arrangements are inside or outside of it. Do they constitute a deviation from policy? If they don't, we're basically done. The DAG can go ahead as it is, and if it does, then we have to determine what modifications need to be made. But I don't think we're in a position to conduct research to actually make definitive pronouncements on the market structure impact or the consumer impact of these various contractual things. I think we have to kind of rely on the economic studies that have already been done and what we know about economics and the industry, and say, you know, this is out of bounds or this is not out of bounds.
Now, Christina, is it your feeling that, as Mike said on the list, that staff has more information about this than they have been willing to give us, or that we have been given? I don't want to make any accusations, obviously, of staff withholding information, because I don't believe that's true. But is that the feeling that you have, that there's more information there than the stuff that we've seen so far?
You know, I don't want to sound paranoid, but I kind of have to think that there is, if for no other reason that this has been an issue that, as I understand it, has taken up a significant amount of staff time, a significant amount of ICANN resources. You know, there's clearly something that's in the pipeline and about to come out, and we haven't seen that. So, you know, the answer to that is yes. How much? Couldn't even say.
Okay, thanks. Jay Scott?
Well, I think objective five, I'm okay with a little more specificity if that would make others more comfortable. I think that's the whole crux of the entire inquiry, from having attended the presentation in Seoul, that certainly was the greatest arguments from the floor and from people who are opposed, who said it would have a great effect, and those who are pro, who said it would not. So I think that that is the crux of the entire inquiry. I think that how this has gone about is not for us as a chartering group to decide, Milton. That is for the working group to decide. And if you have points on that, you certainly are willing to be in the working group and then inform it there. And if it's something the working group believes that it either does not have the expertise or cannot acquire the expertise through outside experts to inform this, they can come back to the chartering organization and request modification or striking at that point. But I think that this is the entire crux of the inquiry, and I think that that needs to be looked at. I think that's what the community is wanting to hear about, and I think it is our obligation to empower this working group to have the ability to look into that.
If I could respond, is anybody else in the queue?
Yes, there is. If I can just, Christina, have you still got your hand up? No, it's just gone down. Okay, thanks. Can I go to Jeff and then come back to you, Milton? Please?
I'll let Milton respond. Go ahead, Milton.
Well, I think based on what Jay Scott just said, I think there's actually less difference in our views than he might think. The issue for me has always been the short-term versus the long-term issue. The issue of whether vertical integration should be allowed, whether that is, you know, what will be the effects of that on consumers and on market structure, is an important long-term issue that indeed requires all kinds of judgments and possibly more investigation into the effects. What I'm concerned about is the short-term issue of holding up the new TLD round. And I'm simply totally convinced, and I would laugh in the face of anybody who suggests otherwise, that the kind of studies that you're calling for, Jay Scott, could be done in 16 weeks. I think that is just crazy. I mean, I do research for a living. I know what policy research is. I know what it requires. It's not even a matter of access to expertise. It's a matter of gearing up, determining a methodology, collecting data. This cannot and will not be done in, well, it's not even 16 weeks anymore. It's what, 13, 12? I don't know. So yeah, of course, Jay Scott, those issues should be explored, and we should make long-term policy determinations about the status of vertical integration. What I'd like to see is that we make a very short-term, very quick determination of whether the DAG 3 contracts are outside the bounds of current policy. If the answer is no, if they do not constitute vertical integration or an important deviation from current policy, then those contracts can go forward and the new GTLD round can go forward. That's my concern.
Okay, thanks, Milton. At this, I see other people have put their hands up. At this stage, I would like to ask you to, I think we've heard the arguments, and I think we need to move forward with specific suggestions on what that Objective 5 could become, because that's what we're here to do. Obviously, if your suggestion is just to strike the objective, I think that's going to be difficult because we're not going to reach consensus on that. Is there any way this group can reach consensus on a rewording of that objective, Jeff?
Well, I don't want to you already know my position on this, but what I wanted to discuss was about what Jay Scott has mentioned, and that's about the process, which I really would hate to do, which is draft something, send it back to the working group, have them do work on it, and then say it's not possible, then ask for a new draft and, do, you know, to go back to the drafting team and say, oh, we need to change this because it's impossible. I think it's our duty at the at this level, the drafting team, is to put forth objectives that are possible or can be looked at versus making something, you know, into a working group process that is, you know, that nobody can accomplish, and then it would have to go back and it becomes a long, long drawn out working group, which is something I've seen on a previous working group I'm on right now. So I just want to hesitate from just saying, hey, let's throw stuff out there, see how it goes, and then if not, we can always go back to council and ask for a new draft to a new charter.
Thanks, Jeff. Jay Scott.
Stephen, I guess my frustration here is I see the tension here, but this is created because I can, in its inevitable wisdom, put out all this stuff without doing all the work up front. And now they're trying to rush it on the back end before, and everyone's saying, well, we don't want to delay anything, but this is important, and we need to know how this is going to be, but we don't want to delay anything. And I'm just telling you, okay, then I can solve this entire thing. Just have the council pass a resolution that says there will be no changes in anything until the necessary work is done. We can move forward under the current structure as it exists. Now we're going to create a working group to see if that structure can be amended at some other time, but it won't be amended in round one. But that's not what everybody wants. That's not what, Jeff, your company wants. So if you want to have a real, robust discussion about what really concerns the community, then we have to keep Objective 5 in. If you think it's too broad, I'm willing to consider specificity to it.
What would you add? What specificity would you add?
Me? I think it's fine as is.
Jeff?
Well, let me, you know, think about it, because, you know, my point is that I think it's too broad. If you want me to think about
you know, I'm just concerned that my if I make changes to it, it won't fit. But let me, if you want to give me a chance, I can't.
Yeah,
I'm not
going
to be able to do
course.
It on the fly, but let me think about it because I'm really, I still think it's too broad, but maybe we should just put it to the list on specificity, but I'm still thinking it's still, to make everyone happy, it's going to be very difficult. But let me just take a pass at that, or somebody else has, they could send a draft.
Jeff and Milton, you both have disagreements with this objective as stated. If there is something that you can suggest to make it more palatable to you both,
I've got some wording here that I'm working on. But, you know, one, not to be flip, but you say we have to have it because there's no consensus on removing it, but there's no consensus on having it. So I would think that we're in pretty much the same boat here.
No, I didn't say we had to have it. I said we had to have consensus, or we have to submit a charter that says on this objective there's no consensus, which doesn't seem like much of a charter to me. So my preference would be to reach consensus. I didn't say we had to have it. All I'm saying is that there's a few people that are saying they want it. So saying, you know, either we want it or we don't, won't reach consensus. And I've heard from the people that are saying they want it that they're willing to adapt. So I'm hoping that the people that don't want it are as well, so we can reach consensus. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, how's this? As a proposed modification objective 5, and I'm kind of doing this on the fly, but here's what would make it acceptable to me. To determine whether, and then delete what, if any, effect, whether the potential changes to the current restrictions and or practices concerning registry, registrar separation, and equal access contained in the option set out in DAG version 3 will have a deleterious effect on consumers.
Reactions?
No, out of curiosity, why would you want to take out the retail and wholesale market?
Yeah, that was my point, too.
Well, ultimately, the consumer is our primary concern. Actually, let me take that back and say, to make it even simpler, to determine whether the changes to the current restrictions and our practices concerning registry, registrar separation, and equal access contained in the options set out in the DAG version 3 constitute an unacceptable deviation from current policies regarding registry, registrar separation. In other words, we're making a simple judgment about whether it's a policy change, an unauthorized policy change. We're not trying to research the effects.
Is that okay for Christina, for example, or Jay Scott? I mean, we may not be able to. I mean, it may be too much to ask to reach to come to a decision on this in the couple of minutes that we have left on this, if we're to try and work through the rest of our agenda. So perhaps we can just ask Milton to send what he's just said to us on the list and just give ourselves 24 hours to review it. And I mean, my aim would still be to try and get a finalized charter out, out this week, so that we can you can all take that charter back to your groups and get approval on it. But perhaps we can do it that way. Jeff, I see you have your hand up.
No, I lowered it. Sorry.
Okay,
I'm agreeing with your statement about putting it to the list.
Good. Okay. So, Milton, would you mind very much just sending that to either just Margie or the list, so that we can start the discussion on that one?
I will do that.
Thank you very much.
I did have one comment, if I can just add to it, and then sorry, this isn't about Objective 5, but I would love that. This is something I brought up before, that this is, I guess, for Margie and for staff. If they could please really to let us know and to say, you know, what the documents are, because I know that we all have these conspiracy theories and that there's, you know, secret memos and documents going around, and if somebody could really just be straight with us and say,
here's the information that we have, here's what we don't have, let's put it all out there, because if not, we're working on this feeling that there's secret meetings and secret studies going on, and I don't know if it's true or not, but let them just say that it is, or that there is information they can't share, or there's not information that everybody has everything, so we can move on from that.
Okay. Yeah, point taken, Jeff. I'm sure you don't want to put them on the spot right now, so perhaps we can let them answer.
Not at the moment. Not at the moment. Yes, exactly. I agree. Give them a chance.
Can I just ask those people making points that seem to be worthwhile on the chat to actually raise their hands and ask to speak up, because I'm not able to, I don't know if the others are, to follow on the fly those comments and manage the call as well. So, Avery, please.
Okay. I basically just thought of a lead-in sentence to what Milton had proposed, which is something like, using all of the information that has been collected to date, determined.
Okay.
Can you repeat that?
Using all of the information that has been collected to date, determined.
That's fine with me. That'd be a friendly amendment. I just sent the proposed rewording to the list. I don't know if you have gotten it.
Okay, well, let's not look at it now, but Margie, can you just make a note of what the Avery's suggestion, so that we don't lose that, and add that to...
Can you say it again?
Okay, I said it, but I also did write it in the thing. It's
okay.
Using all of the information that has been collected to date, determined, then ... going into whatever Milton wrote for determined ...
Avery, can you just send that to the list? That would be helpful, I think. I understand what you mean, but it may not be clear to all.
Sure.
Jonathan.
Oh, I'm kind of parroting what Aubrey's saying. I think if we strike that there be research performed, but rather include what there is, it will, help move things forward, and it also, I think addresses what's hoped to be addressed by this Objective 5.
Okay, thanks. Let's move on to Objective 6, which I don't think poses any problems. Am I wrong? Good. So let's move on to the third bullet point in the agenda, which was discussing the... sorry, Barry, did you have a comment there?
I'd just like to add that these documents that we're referring to, I just posted a link for the latest board minutes, and they talk about an economic study in relation to vertical integration. Thank you.
Okay. Jonathan?
Hey, very fast. Jeff Eckhouse brought up, and I think it's a very good point, that anything that we request or direct, for drafting, et cetera, that we make sure that it's reasonably accomplished material that we request. So in essence, I don't know if that would be part of a nuance to Objective 6 or if it would be a separate objective, would be that any research we request or efforts we request must be something that can be reasonably accomplished.
Okay, thanks. Discussions on the timetables. I suggested that the 23rd of February would be a cutoff date for getting comments back from your different groups. Now, in light of our discussion tonight and the fact that we still don't have a finalized charter, and we may have that in 24 hours, but we may not, do people still feel that's attainable as an objective, or would you rather we pushed it back to, say, the end of that week, which would be the 26th? So, let me just ask the question this way. Is everyone okay with the 23rd as a cutoff date?
Or
would you rather push it back to later, say the 26th or the 24th or the 25th?
I'm sorry, Stefan. I mean, I said four.
Oh, four for what? Well, the cutoff date for what? The process that I are you sorry, Jay Scott, did I understand what you were saying?
Yes,
are
I
you
want
asking,
to know what the cutoff day is for.
Okay. I suggested that after this call we might have a final charter that would then need to go back, to be taken back to each group by yourselves, the representatives on this team, for final approval or comments, so that we could then, and I suggested that that would that date would be the cutoff date for those comments to come back to the drafting team, and at that point we would consider we have a final charter that is that represents consensus in this team, and we can then put that forward to the council.
Okay.
So the question I'm asking now is the 23rd still realistic to do that? I mean, I guess what I'm really asking is that would leave like a couple of, well, four business days, say, left for you all to go back to your groups, and that's assuming that we get consensus on this objective five by tomorrow. Is that long enough for you to get responses from your groups? Do you need more time? That's what I'm asking.
I think the 26th is a more realistic day.
Well, Jeff says the 23rd, so that now we're in trouble.
Stefan, it's Christina. Is the 23rd, I mean, is that driving something else?
No, it was just my suggestion, because at the time I made the suggestion, it was a week.
Oh, okay. I mean, I think Jay Scott may be suggesting the 26th only because, the, you know, not the entire IPC, but a good chunk of it is meeting in New York on the 26th. So we could have it to our agenda and get what is more likely to be a fuller discussion than we would if we just threw it out to the list. So that would be, you know, the only risk is that if we go with the 23rd, that I could be coming back on the 23rd and saying, okay, here are the changes we want.
And having said that, this is Jay Scott, we are one of the faster-moving constituencies. And we can make the 23rd, but having dealt with the BC on a couple of issues, I think they would be hard-pressed.
Okay. So...
Well, Barry, I mean, is the 23rd
doable? Barry says he could make the 23rd.
Oh, okay.
But if they can, we can. We don't
All
have...
All right.
This is Barry. I'll do everything in my power to make sure we get it done. We need to get this done.
There is, just to come back to your question, Christina, there is, once we move way past the 24th, 25th, 26th, we will run into a problem, because I certainly want to get this, my hope, being the wildly ambitious person that I am and an optimist, that I am, I thought we would be able to get this to the council before the next their next meeting, which was on the 10th of March in Nairobi. But this is looking a bit more difficult now. However, if we run much further than 26, then we will run into that problem of being past the standard deadlines for submitting documents. So I wouldn't like to go beyond that. If you all feel maybe we can just, you know, come to just cut things in half and do the 24th, if that's okay with everybody.
I'm fine with the 23rd. We can make it. I was thinking of other groups.
Yeah, we'll do it.
Okay.
We don't have a problem.
Right, okay. So, good. Well, let's keep to that then.
What about the issue that we put forward about having definitions?
Absolutely, you're right. I've missed...
Because I'm just concerned. I don't have a problem with having definitions. I have a problem the fact that I don't see them cross-referenced anywhere to know that these are actually the definitions that have been used by board and staff as they have gone through this process over the years. And I don't want to provide a false environment definitionally for something that is either different in our minds. I just think we need to – somehow this has to be informed – by what's out there, not by what we're creating.
I agree. I see what you mean. I think Avery will perhaps correct me, saying I think she started the definition thing. I believe that the intent there was to put in definitions because there was a feeling that there weren't any. I asked staff on the list if we did have definitions or if the board did have clear definitions. Is that the case, Margie, or not?
Yeah, I checked internally, and no, there's no standard definitions for this. I don't think that they've gone into this kind of detail on cross-ownership versus vertical integration, and so the answer back I got was no, there are no definitions.
Right, so it would be useful for us definitely to provide some in that case, I would expect. Jeff, you have your hand up.
No, I wanted to say that I agree with Jay Scott that we should look at that we do need to look at the original or previous documents, but I think that we had done so, and that's why we started with the definitions, because somehow there were never actual definitions in any of them, so that's why we started to do it, so we could set the a point, you know, stake in the ground and say these are the definitions now going forward, because it had never been done in the past.
Okay, thanks. Avery.
Yeah,
this is Brian.
Similar. Basically, people were using words very much at cross purposes in almost all the discussions. There were no base definitions. So when we're trying to peg down what the policy is on these things, we need to have, you know, base definitions to build up from. Otherwise, we would end up in the same state we're in, where we're using words that aren't rooted anywhere.
Well, someone else was trying to speak, but I didn't catch who that was.
Yeah, this is Brian Cute. I just want to, again, reiterate that I think precision here is very important. And while maybe there aren't definitions, certainly in the contracts there are provisions that state clearly certain prohibitions. Maybe they're not definitions in the English sense, but certainly they are words that we could use as a basis to begin the definition exercise. And again, I think with regard to some of the definitions proposed in here on vertical integration and the relationship between vertical integration and CO or cross ownership, again, I would stress when we combine elements, I mean, there's different elements here. There's cross ownership. There's a restriction on distribution. There's minority ownership. There's equivalent access, and if everyone looks back at the documents, it is equivalent access when you find registries making declarations with regard to providing equivalent access. So there I point out one error, that precision is important, and when we combine these elements in proposed definitions, they can take on the character of a policy statement. And hopefully what came clear in Seoul is that over time, in the 2001 contracts and the 2005 contracts, we have seen a different joining, a different combination of certain elements of this to basically prohibit certain types of behaviors. So that I firmly believe that if there are going to be definitions, A, they need to be accurate. They should be rooted in what's in the contracts. They should be rooted if there are equivalent access documents that we can refer to so that they are precise. And I would strongly argue that if there are to be definitions, that they be standalone definitions and not mixed element definitions.
Are you suggesting, Brian, that as written right now, the definitions should not be included?
I say the definition of vertical integration and the relationship between VI and CO as effectively policy statements and not used.
Okay, thanks. And Jay Scott, you are also of the mind that these should not be included. Christina? Sorry, yeah, please.
Concerned Jay Scott. By defining them about at least maybe having ICANN's attorneys say that this is an understanding that they drafted contracts with or something, that we're creating a false universe.
Well, I think you make a strong point.
This is Milton.
Sorry, who was that?
This is Milton.
Okay. Christina, I think you are next.
Well, that's okay. I'm on Adobe. Milton, go ahead.
Oh, okay. I think you have to include the definitions in there because that is what so much of the debate and confusion is about, is what we're talking about. We went through the entire Seoul process, you know, using the word vertical integration to describe cross ownership, and the policy implications of the two are different. I think I want to strongly disagree with Brian that these definitions are policy statements. They are completely neutral. They are academically grounded, and they are basically an important part of defining the scope of the working group because they are giving them clear distinctions between different elements of the policy decisions they have to make, but they are not saying anything about the policy value or allowability of different things. So, for example, if we know that there's a distinction between cross-ownership and vertical integration, and when, you know, if we have this objective about what kind of things are allowable, you will need to draw on that distinction. And if we make a determination that DAG version 3, the contracts are allowing something that was previously not that conflicts with prior policy, then we will need to have these distinctions well established. Remember that a bunch of new people will be coming into the working group who have not been privy to our discussions. And unless we set down very clearly what we are talking about in these terms, they're going to have to go through the same exercise, and they're going to waste several weeks doing that. So I think it would be incredibly foolish not to have these definitions in the actual charter of the working group.
Okay, thanks. We've run out of time, and I think we're in a situation where, to a certain extent, we have less certainty than we had going in. On the definitions, my assumption was that actually we had pretty much reached consensus on those, which doesn't seem to be the case. Let me first of all say that if we are not able to resolve these issues, and we may not be realistically able to resolve these issues within the next 24 hours, then I think we'll have to extend that February the 23rd cutoff date, because we'll just have to give people more time. We can't give people 2 days to go back to their groups. What I suggest is that the areas that we still have to reach consensus on are Objective 5, and we have a method for going forward on that, and the definitions. We don't have a method for going forward on that. It doesn't seem like we would be able to just remove them, because some people do want them in. I don't know if anyone is willing to suggest an alternative draft. Yes, Avery has just said that we had worked through the definitions in the last meeting, and she thought we'd made the changes that had been required, and that was my assumption as well, which is what I was saying earlier on. So, you know, I did have the assumption that we'd moved on from that, but I don't think we can ignore the fact that some people seem to not be happy with the definitions as we have them. Perhaps I could ask Brian to suggest alternative wording if you're willing to do so, just to try and move us on from here. I don't want to spend, obviously, every week, you know, going back and forth on stuff that we've already decided at the previous call is okay, but there again, I do want to try and get as much consensus as we can on this. So perhaps that's one way of going forward. Brian, I don't know if you're okay with that.
Stefan, I would be happy to take a stab at it, but I really think, particularly in this exercise, staff is probably in the best position to undertake the exercise. I'm more than happy to talk to Margie offline and see if we can't together identify, looking at contracts and certifications and other documentation in this space, that provide at least a little more precision and clarity for some of the basic concepts. Again, I recognize that we're not looking and finding whole definitions in the documentation that exists, but I'm happy to do that. I'm leery about providing my own definition, since there isn't a clear universe of definitions out there. I wouldn't want people to... I think it's better if staff is involved and has a hand in it.
Okay, thanks. And Christina is saying that staff should provide us with the definitions they've been using. Jotham agrees. I'm just worried. I mean, I appreciate what you've just suggested, Brian. I'm just worried about the time that it will take for you to work with Margie to produce those. I don't think, certainly, that it can be done in the next 24 hours. Is Margie, do you have definitions that you could provide us with that are ready-made, as it were?
No, I already explored this with the legal department. I mean, essentially, the current rules are contract terms, and Brian's right. I mean, there's provisions in the contracts about not holding more than 15% ownership interest in a registrar, that sort of thing. And it isn't defined in the way that we want to define it. And I don't have the history of the contracts. I mean, I'd need to go and talk to Dan and see, what they've been considering in both the past contracts and in the implementation process. So that's going to take some time, too. I'm not saying that I'm not willing to do it. I'll certainly do it. But I think your answer is correct.
Okay, could I get in the queue? This is Milton.
Yeah, go on, Milton.
Yeah, I think what Margie said is exactly right. The contracts are irrelevant here. We're dealing with a level of analysis that is in policy terms. Vertical integration is a well-known concept in public policy and in economics. Cross-ownership is too. We're talking about the degree to which these things are allowable or the degree to which our policies towards them should change. We are not talking about specific contract terms. Those contract terms are meant to implement and perhaps embody certain ideas about vertical integration, but to search for workable definitions in the contracts strikes me as a very an unwarranted idea. I just don't know where it comes from.
What are you saying? That we should not...
That's absolutely nonsense, Milton. I can't disagree more strongly. The contract provisions.
Who is that speaking?
This is Brian.
Contract provisions are contract provisions. Vertical integration is a well-understood antitrust and competition law concept that is applied across a number of industries, and the manner in which it is applied in industries varies. Concepts remain the same, but the manner and mechanisms that are used to prevent or allow vertical integration vary. So the terms and the mechanisms that ICANN have used are specific to this industry, are specific to the contracts. I can't disagree more strongly with your statement.
I don't think you are disagreeing. I think you're not making a case that we need contractual detail in the charter of a working group. What we need is a general concept that differentiates vertical integration from cross-ownership and other kinds of things, and then when we're doing objective, an objective 3 and objective 2, that's when we get into the details about the contracts. I don't see why we need them in the definitions, other than to, delay the process.
Delaying the process has nothing to do with this. You use the phrase general concepts. There's a difference between general concepts and a definition. And the wording in the contracts, I'm saying, should be used as a basis for any definitions that are developed so that we are precise, because these are mechanisms that have been employed by ICANN in the contractual setting. So if we're talking definitions, not general concepts, I strongly believe that's the way that we should proceed.
Brian, are you almost satisfied with the definitions that have been offered up and that we thought we had agreement on, or are you far from being satisfied with them?
I think with regard to the two I pointed to, vertical integration and the relationship between the VI and CO, I think are very problematic. And very one simple point, equivalent access, which is what registries have to certify to in terms of providing equivalent access to registrars to the SRS platform. There is a difference, meaningful difference, between equivalent access and equal access. I think any non-lawyer would recognize the difference between those two phrases. So again, my point of being precise and referring back to contract language and other language that's been employed in the ICANN setting is quite important.
So all you're saying is we should replace the word equal with equivalent.
No, that's one of the suggestions that he's making.
That's one of the suggestions I'm making and an example I'm using to underscore my broader point.
Well, I'm just curious as to why these broader points weren't made over the last 3 weeks when we were debating these definitions.
They have been.
I think that's a relevant question at this stage.
Milton, I've made these by email. I've made these verbally on the earlier calls. I made it on the call that you didn't attend.
I haven't seen any written proposals for definitions from you. Maybe I'm not getting your emails. Are they going into my? I'm not joking here. I'm not. I haven't seen a single intervention from you on this working group in the email list.
I thought we had consensus on this as well. Maybe I've missed some too. I don't know. Anyway, because we're over time, and I'd like to make sure I don't keep anyone, you know, from other stuff. Brian, can we move with the suggestion that was made earlier on? You've obviously got some strong feelings about changes that could be made. I think we have to take those into account. I don't feel comfortable with moving ahead without taking your points on board. So is there any way, I mean, do you feel that there's any way you could, in, say, 24 or 48 hours, come back with something, or is that just too short?
I'll speak with Margie offline. Again, I think it's best if this comes from staff. Let me speak with Margie offline, and if we can speak with Dan and see if there's a way we can pull together some of the basic points here and provide them to the group within 24 hours, that's something we'll endeavor to do. Margie, is that something we could take offline?
Yes, we can.
Okay.
Great. Okay. Well, thanks for doing that. I think we'll bring the call to an end at this stage. Now, if we're able to move forward, at least with Objective 5 and the definitions in the next day or 2 days, then I think we can still make our objective producing a final charter sometime next week. And let's not be more specific than that at this stage. So it really is up to Milton and Avery for Objective 5, which I think they've sent their proposed edits to the list already. Brian, you working on the definitions. Let's try and make sure that we don't miss anything and then don't spend our time going back and forth on stuff that we may have missed. And I hope we can reach some consensus, at least by the end of this week. Thanks very much, everybody, for your involvement, and I'll speak to you all very soon, unless there's any other business, that anyone would like to raise. No? Okay. Thanks very much, everyone.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.